This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We're going to try to plow through eight without taking a break if everybody's in agreement. If not, you can text me or raise your hands now. So, okay, item number eight, PR-2019-003169, SD-2023-001-32. Preliminary plat, sketch plat was heard on 2/15/23. The group, Ron Hensley, agent for Clearbrook Investments Inc., requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of tracts 401, Unit 3, Atrisco Grant Zoned MXM, located on Sage Road Northwest between Coors Road and 75th Street, containing approximately 9.56 acres, located on Zone Atlas Page L10. This has been deferred four times. Property owner is Henry Scott, trustee Henry RBT. Subdivision is a plat, replat of tracts into 78 lots and two tracts. Mr. Hensley, again, state your name and address for the record. Mr. Hensley.
My apologies. Ron Hensley, 300 Branding Iron Road, Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87124.
And again, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Mr. Hensley, this is another case, and I think what I'm seeing is, and especially as a hearing officer, is I go to the folder and I look for supplemental submittals. And what I think would be really good, based on the last couple of cases, is that if there is no actual supplemental condition, if you can just email the planning staff that this is what has changed since the deferral. So that will alert the DFT staff members. It's like, okay, this is what's there. It, you know, these submittals are pretty large. And so it really helps staff, and it's specifically myself, to be able to go in and say, okay, what has changed since the last time I looked at this file, to do that. Mr. Rodenbeck, you've got your hand raised.
This is Jay Rubenbeck. Yeah, I just want to note a lot of applicants typically they'll include a comment response letter. Very helpful. It helps both the DHOs and staff determine what has to change. I'm just kind of alluding on what the hearing officer is saying about that. Again, it's pretty common to have comment response letters explaining the changes, the revisions made per staff and/or DHO comments to be included in this kind of a submittal.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Hensley, can you give us an update since the last meeting?
Yes, this was deferred to allow for revision to the preliminary plat to allow for a water connection out to San Ignacio to complete the water loop. Since we were doing that water connection and dedicating that easement within a tract, we also provided for a pedestrian access within that same tract. To address comments for future pedestrian access to the Imole Channel future trail. And we amended the obstruction list and the plat to reflect those comments.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to comment on this? Please unmute and raise your hand. Seeing none, we will go to the DFT members. We'll start with Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority.
Hi, yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. Let's see where to start. There is a new availability statement that's been issued, removed some sewer requirements out in San Ignacio. We did some review, and it appears that a better extension is coming from Coors, so that should be noted, that revision's there. There still is a requirement for water to be along San Ignacio Road to cover that frontage. So this corridor, I was looking at this corridor, that's granted along Track D, and we like exclusive easements. There's a drainage easement, there's a landscape easement, and my question is there going to be a pedestrian easement on this? Because it seemed like it was an access for that. That's a question I guess that I would need answered. But for the other two, I would, if we're going to allow those easements, I would want it to be clear that no trees can go on there. That may be minor landscaping, and that, you know, that would have to be clear, as well as drainage. We don't want riprap. We don't want like concrete channel on there. So just clarification on that. And I also wanted to note that we try to avoid dead end lines. This is a design kind of comment. I would like you to review to see if we can loop that line rather than have a dead end line, and maybe have the corridor to the east for that water line, maybe separate from this track D. The infrastructure list, I do have some comments out on, so you can read through those and reach out if you have questions on them. I won't go over them here, but we can correct those before it's approved. And those are just minor changes, but I guess that's really my big concern. And then I need a note added on the plat to go on the cover sheet. It's our easement note, so if you can add that on there. And those are really my big concerns. I think just that corridor and possibly looping that line so it's not a dead end.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Gutierrez, so is a condition of final plat that you need to have that line looped? Is that a proposed condition?
So it's I'm making this comment, you know, our availability statement says just cover the frontage. We don't like dead end lines. It's going to sit there for 10 years dead end. And that's a comment that might happen at design, and I don't want them to have to come back and get easements. So it's something I would like to get addressed at this point. And, you know, Ron will have some comments on that, but that's a discussion that would happen at design, but also here because it would affect the plat. So,
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So what I'm trying to do is get that is either as a condition, because right now, if he does just have it, just the frontage, then that's a little bit different than having a looped line. So I'll have him respond to that. The other one is on the surface improvements. This is a waterline easement, and it is an easement. The water authority has to recognize that it's not a sole exclusive use of the property for them. So the surface improvements, whether it be drainage, pedestrian, or whatever, is still the right of the property owner. So I know the water authority, you know, likes to look at landscaping and everything else, but I think I need you to have your upper management just look at that and just say it's a combination easement. So you can put those notes on the plat, but it still needs to be the property owner needs to be able to use that property on the surface without injuring your right as a utility owner. So that's more of a just an informational comment, David. Mr. Hensley, you want to address the looped line?
Yes, this is Ron Hensley. The water map that I saw showed an existing water line going under the Amole Channel and down at San Ignacio to Coors. It kind of angles on that triangular piece in the northwest corner of our, adjacent to the northwest corner of this track. It comes across the Amole east and then follows that angle that you can now see in the upper left for the Amole channel. The water line, the map that I have, shows it angling across that angle and then intercepting San Ignacio and then proceeding east. The map shows no existing sewer, of course, in that San Ignacio, but it does show existing water. So I believe the loop will be in place. And once we do our connection to San Ignacio and Sage, that there will be a complete loop that way as well.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So your testimony today, Mr. Hensley, is that the line would make a looped connection through that existing line that you can just confirm with Mr. Gutierrez.
Yes, we can address that, you know, as we go through the design, but I believe there is an existing water line in San Ignacio that has already completed some type of loop, to Coors.
Okay. This is here in Officer Bohannon, but as a condition of final plat, we can put that on there. And if it's met, then that condition will be met for final plat.
That's correct. And we for tract D, we use the same language as we did for all the HOA tracts. We can, for final plat, make that exclusive to pedestrian and the water authority to limit that. We don't need it for drainage. So that aspect can be removed, and the landscaping would be minimal and unobtrusive to the waterline.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Okay, thank you. Anything else, Mr. Gutierrez?
Well, no, I'm okay with that. That's our availability. He's following what we have in our availability statement. Ron, just keep in mind that we're going to need something at the end of that dead end line in Saginaw to flush the line. I think we missed the buck on that one. So, that's on us, but, yeah, just design a hydrant in there for us at the end of that line and we'll be okay.
Yes, this is Ron Hensley. Yes, if that line in San Ignacio, in fact, does not exist, then we will, of course, put a flushing connection or a hydrant or something to provide circulation in that line.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll go ahead and go on to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. In the description of the project name, it's noted as MXM, but this property is zoned MXT and is located in an area of change in the Coors Boulevard Major Transit Corridor, MT, just for the record. For development, just please note, I believe in prior conversations, townhomes had been stated as a possibility. If townhomes are planned in this subdivision, you will need to show how the subdivision will meet the required minimum usable open space requirements as per IDO 43B6A. However, I do not believe that would be required at this point as part of the platting action. Code enforcement has no further comments and no objections at this time.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. And that's a good informational direction to the applicant. We'll go ahead and go to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Thank you. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And we are happy with how the comments have been addressed for the public access. And I have no other objections to the platting action.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. We'll go to hydrology. Mr. Chen.
Yiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of March 28, 2023. Hydrology has no objections.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Chen. We'll go to transportation, Mr. Cherney.
This is Curtis Cherney. Excuse me, with transportation, all comments have been addressed. No objection.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll go to planning. Who at planning is going to handle this case?
One item that we had under discussion with Mr. Hensley a few weeks ago, and I sent him an email that included this figure. And if the pedestrian connection could be widened at the Mole Diversion Channel, it would open up an opportunity just to have it less alley-like. And then there would be the possibility of putting some yuccas or other plants, not necessarily requiring irrigation, in this widened area. It didn't seem that it at the time, Mr. Hensley agreed that lot 29 and lot 30 were not dramatically impacted by widening this out a little bit at the Amoli Channel area. So I never heard back from Mr. Hensley if he was willing to do this on the plat.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, you want to address that?
This is Ron Hensley. I brought that up with the owner. Given that the surveyor already spent significant time in revising this for preliminary plat, he was not amiable to that at this point, but would consider it at final plat. And that's where the owner left it.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So that's pretty much would be the next step, would be the final plat. My question, Ms. Wolfley, if we don't approve, if we approve the preliminary plat, in my opinion, if he was to widen this for the final plat, that would be a minor adjustment to the plat and it wouldn't affect this preliminary plat today.
Right. If it's just a matter of this not wanting to, you know, have the surveyor expend money doing redrawing this, then let's make it a condition of approval for the final plat. And then we don't have to revisit it all again. We need the project and application numbers on the plat. And in the notes section of the infrastructure list, it needs to include pond stabilization to follow section 1013. And I think those are all the items we need.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Wolfley, could you put those conditions in the chat?
Yes.
And Mr. Gutierrez, I think if you could do the same thing, I'd appreciate it. Mr. Rodenbeck?
Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Ms. Wolfley, do we want to discuss the revised TIS? I thought that was a requirement way back when we first heard this in July, that the county and New Mexico DOT wanted a revised TIS.
I'll turn that to Mr. Cherney. I talked to him yesterday about this, and okay, he had the comments made by Mr. Amijo. So, Mr. Cherney.
This is Curtis Cherney with Transportation. I am unaware of the subject. I was given to present today were just all comments have been addressed, no objection. So I am not aware of this subject at all.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, it was my understanding from the last referral that you had addressed all those. Could you unmute and respond?
Yes, this is Ron Hensley. Some information was provided to the Ernest at the city, as well as the county and NMDOT, an addendum to the original traffic study outlining the lack of impact of the new layout. Everybody was satisfied with that, and I believe that's why Ernest stated that the comments had been addressed. There is no traffic concern. The mitigation proposed by the applicant appropriately addresses those issues, and I think everybody was satisfied. In addressing the pond stabilization comments, a revised infrastructure list was provided that did have all those comments in the notes section. There they are.
Hey, Ron. Hey, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to point out real quick.
Can you zoom in, Jay?
Yeah. On the infrastructure list, just a simple comment here. You didn't sign it. You need to execute, sign, and date the infrastructure list, just FYI.
I can do that. Okay.
You can see right there, Mr. Hensley, you say you've done things, but I look at number two and it doesn't say what I asked you to write on there. Pond stabilization to follow standard specification 1013. That's not what I see there.
I thought that that's what CGB 2.2.14.B included.
No. That's why I give you the exact language so that it's going to be clear.
Okay, I'll add that language when I sign it.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Planning, do you have any additional? And just for the record, my recollection was that it was the turning movements on the traffic impact study and that there was ample room without any right-of-way dedication to make those improvements, and those improvements will be on the infrastructure list. So that was my understanding of the last one, and I think Mr. Hensley just confirmed that. Jay or Jolene, is there anything else from planning standpoint?
No, I've put the conditions that we need in the chat.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Any other DFT members have any other issues that they want to add? Okay, seeing none. Mr. Hensley, anything in closing?
No, I think we've covered everything, and I will submit that revised infrastructure list for distribution.
Okay. in the matter of PR-2019-0031-69 SD-2023-00132 preliminary plat. I approve the project. The application meets all the requirements of the IDO and the DPM with the following conditions. Condition number one, for the final plat, adjust track D to widen at the Amoli diversion channel for the planning comment memo. Add the project and application numbers to the plat. Number three, modify and sign the infrastructure list to pond stabilization to follow standard specification 1013. Condition number four, that the infrastructure be updated to accomplish a looped water line into the existing water line along San Ignacio. The easement to be updated such that there is no drainage easement and will contain minimal invasive landscaping on track D. You also will need an approved DXF file for the plat. Mr. Hensley, any discussions on the conditions and approval?
No, all of that seems acceptable, sir.
Okay, so you are approved. We will see you at final plat. And let me ask staff, is there any other additional items that we need to cover today under other matters?
This is Jolene Wolfley. No, there are not, sir.
Okay, with that, I appreciate everybody's patience and time today, and we are adjourned. Thank you.